there is a great event that is happening Thursday, February 1st at the beautiful Intercontinental Hotel in downtown L.A. It's the West Angeles Community Development Corporation's 24th annual Unity Awards Gala. And Belinda Allen, who is the executive director of the West Angeles CDC, joins me on the phone today to talk about it and about some of the great programs that they have going on in our community. How you doing, Belinda?
I am doing great, Miss Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fantastic, and it's always good to talk to you. So
Thank you.
I wanted you to tell me a little bit about how you became involved with the West Angeles CD and what some of the things are that you're doing over there as executive director.
Wow, that's exciting. I've actually been on the board of directors. I've served on the board for over 20 years now, while also working in the aerospace industry. We have a lot of great things going on. We've actually been in the community for 25 years now. Bishop Charles Blake, who's the pastor of West Angeles Church, and First Lady May, they've established a permanent link between church and community so that we could address the issues of housing, economic development, education, neighborhood revitalization, and just basic needs. And so right now, today, because of that, we house over 400 families in our properties. We train thousands of individuals each year for financial capabilities, which is helping them not only just purchase a home, but know how to stay in that home. If it's a small business owner, they know, they learn how to start, run, and stay in that business. So we're doing a lot of wonderful things, and the gala is a way of our appreciation for those who give back to our community.
And you're honoring some really special people this year. Tell us about them.
Yes, we are. This year's honorees include Man of the Year, Mayor Eric Garcetti.
He was really awesome at the Women's March. Did you hear his speech there?
I did not
hear
great. It, but he's a great speaker. So I'm not surprised. He's an excellent speaker. Our Outstanding Corporate Citizen is CIT One West Bank. Outstanding Services Award will go to Wells Fargo Bank. And then we have our corporate partners, City National Bank and Apex Realty under Brad Guckstein. The evening master ceremony is none other than Pat Prescott, 94.7 The Wave, and Chris Schauble from KTLA 5.
I'll tell you what, this is a great event. Entertainment's going to be pretty good, too. Terry Steele, who is a very old and dear friend of mine, we worked together Mama, I Want to Sing in New York, in the New York company there. So we've been friends for many, many years. And the acclaimed West Angeles Church of God in Christ Gospel Choir, absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
I just love that choir.
Mm-hmm. And we also have Mr. Don Bell. He is a jazz musician. So he will be playing for the evening also.
West Angeles.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, this is going to be good. West Angeles is really so open to music. I know Kirk Whalum does his great Gospel According to Jazz shows there. And
yes.
they are wonderful as well. But music is a part of that experience. The thing that I love the most, though, about West Angeles is this amazing work that is done in the community. And you can look all around in the neighborhood and see living proof of the great work that you guys are doing with the CDC.
Thank you. That is right. And all of those who are able to attend this event, they will hear about our groundbreaking in the month of March, which is coming up, where we're going to open our new 70-unit senior and veterans housing.
Oh, that's great. Where will that be located?
This will be our first veterans project, and will be right at 5414 Crenshaw Boulevard.
So I know that you also do some great programs that are open to the general public, and I'd like to talk a little bit about them. I know you've got a home buyer education course coming up in February. Tell us about that first.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So first of all, I want to put out there, if you're interested, please go to the website, www.westangelescdc.org, and you will see the listing of all of our classes. They're on Saturdays. Some are during the week or in evenings, but most are on Saturdays. And this is our financial capabilities class, and this is where you will learn how to reduce your debt ratio, learn everything you need to know about getting into your home for the first time. But you don't just stop the class right there. Again, you continue the class for a few more sessions so you understand how to make your monthly mortgage payments, stay in that house, never go into foreclosure. So this is going to be your home until you're ready to sell and move on to do something different. We have wonderful workshops led by Padetta Higgins, who's the director of our home ownership department.
That's great. And you know, you're never too young to start learning all this. I know your leadership development program grabs these kids while their minds are working very well.
Yes.
And fills them full of ideas about how they can have a business of their mm-hmm. own. Who
right.
can participate in the leadership development program?
Well, you know, anyone can, again, attend our classes and learn how to become an entrepreneur. But I'm glad you mentioned a special program we have called Young in L.A. And these are young men. We get them at the age of 14 through 21. And so we make sure that they graduate from high school, they go ahead and attend college, and we also make sure during that process that they get the basic skills of how to interview for a job and then how to start their own business so that while they're in college or after completing college, they too can become an entrepreneur.
And, you know, you mentioned the community partners that you're going to be honoring the night mm-hmm. of the gala. These kind of partnerships are really very important to the success of the CDC, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they have been our long, long time standing partners. We are excited to continue our partnership every year. Each year we end up even getting new banks that call us and say, hey, we heard about the wonderful things that you're doing. Please send us a list of your programs so we can line it up with what we, you know, will give a grant for. And, you know, we want to work with you. So we're just excited each year about our partners and just to make a change in the community. By the way, Pat, our theme this year is empowering communities. So everything that we've talked about so far is showing the growth of West Angeles CDC, how we've empowered individuals as we empower the community.
Well, we'll be sure to do our part to help get the word out. And,
I
am
you.
Delighted to have been asked to come back again this year with
yes.
with Chris, who I call him my hosting husband.
We do, oh, how sweet.
Because we get to work together a lot.
You guys do it.
He's a pretty terrific guy. And he, like me, really appreciates all the great work that you're doing at West Angeles CDC.
I believe that Chris gets up early in the morning. It's been for about, I think, at least 20 years now, and he's been our Masters of Ceremony.
Wow.
So a special shout-out and a special thank you to Mr. Chris Schauble.
He's one of the few people who I know gets up earlier than me, so
I
appreciate it. And I wake up with him every morning, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, Belinda, we're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday, February 1st, 6 to
thank
9
you.
P.m. at the
yes.
new Intercontinental Hotel in mm-hmm. downtown Los Angeles.
We'll be there.
And please give our best to the Bishop and to Lady May, just two of the most fabulous people that I have ever met. Just
yes.
an amazing
awesome.
Couple, you know.
Awesome.
I was talking about them on the radio the other day. That I think they're one of the cutest couples I've ever seen.
They are. We call her his silent weapon.
She is, and not so silent, actually.
Yes, that's right. That's
just super cool.
That's right. Super cool. She is very cool.
I've been talking to Belinda Allen today. She's the executive director of West Angeles Community Development Corporation. Thanks for the work you're doing, Belinda.
And thank you again, Pat.